Hey everyone, time for another Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm your host of this weekly program and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist, Laura Molitor. You can find out more about me and what I do at beingfreenow.com. Subscribe to this program and share if you like what you hear. I want to talk today about time management. And when I say that, I mean that we're going to discuss ways to not be managed by time, but to be more in control of it. I want to see if we can make time less of an enemy and more cooperative. So certainly it's great to set priorities, to learn to have some discipline around the things that you need to do. Goal setting can help. Lists are helpful. I keep a lot of them. Scheduling things and then setting up reminders or having others to be accountable to, that's a big help. Time can get away from us if we don't stay alert and use it wisely. It can also feel daunting, either in the sense of too much time doing something we don't love or not enough time to do something we have to do or to complete a project or reach some necessary goal. All of that discussion, though, to me still sort of puts time in the driver's seat. It's pushing us around. It's either pressuring us or discouraging us or even boring us. So let's try something else. Let's recognize the spiritual truth that takes power away from time and gives it to eternity, so to speak. Let's take the time, this space of awareness, to recognize that time is a limit. And limits aren't really what God is knowing or seeing or perpetuating. If we accept the limit called time as our authority, if we worship it by giving it the control over our lives, then we tend to live in those constraints. We buy into the inherent challenges of time along with its fears and frustrations. So what if we choose to worship the eternal instead? What if we choose to recognize that time is not the law of our life? God's love and control is, and God's moment is eternal. That's the true moment. As we become conscious of that fact and dwell in the fullness of God's moment, we fall into line with a spiritual approach to our days and our hours. And I mean by that, we get into the grooves of the unfolding day, the perfect day, God's guiding us step by step, not within limits, but within his limitless good, with the rhythm of his life and love. We can consciously choose to be disciplined and active in what we have to do, but we can also release ourselves from the fear that there isn't enough time. It's our rigid faith in time as power that makes us feel pressed and compressed, not to mention depressed a lot of the time. If we think more in terms of the eternal now, and it does take some dedication to do this, you really got to be alert, we can look at life as expansive and renewing. We can see a sense of growth and grace and wisdom, and not seeing ourselves as mortals under the effect of a force called time that's aging us and informing our thoughts and making us either mourn our past or grieve over it or dread our future. One of the Psalms in the Bible says this, "Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee." I think inherent in that is not only that God is all light and in his presence there really is no darkness, but I think it also indicates that God doesn't think or act according to time, to days and nights. There's a consistent goodness, a permanency to God and his light. And then there's this from 1 Peter. "Beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." God's concept of time is not like ours, or like our human concept of it. It rests in eternity. So it isn't that we want to be lazy or unwise about our actions. and just flippant about what we have to do and about the constraints time may put on us to get things done, but we can accept the timelessness of God's reality and get into step with that. When we do that, then fear and worry are set aside and we accomplish more. We feel more freedom and inspiration because we've taken off those limits on our thought and become more open to what's good and right and true. I've had many demonstrations of this principle. I mean, certainly just getting to where I need to go and seeing there is absolutely not enough time in the material sense of it to get there. This will happen and I'll get frazzled and concerned because I really, really like being punctual. It drives other people nuts, but it's really not a bad quality. I really like to be on time. So when I've come up against something that's a challenge to it, I've consciously decided to remember God and His timeless now. That's caused me to breathe and just go forward in trust. I've recognized not only that time is not a power bigger than God, but also that, you know, whatever it is I need to do, that right thing, that necessary thing, is also governed by God's law. He'll get me there. It's really this active, governing, loving principle that's aiding me in being at that place. And that any distracting evidence to the contrary, whether it's traffic or weather or just me getting lost along the way, is not more powerful than God's active plan, than the universe's intent, if you want to put it that way. That intent that I accomplish the plan that God intended, that was intended, the right thing. So when I relax into that, then time loses power in my thought, and I've been known to arrive at my destination exactly on time, maybe with a minute or so to spare, without speeding or doing anything unlawful to get there. I find that I've managed time by my reliance on God, and time hasn't managed me. Time has somehow expanded, even seemingly, to accommodate my need. Now, that's just a small demonstration, but it happens all the time, and it does iterate a principle that operates in bigger situations as well. You know, we all know that we lose track of time. It's because we're engaged in actively doing something. It's because we aren't focused on time, but on the activity. So time looks different depending on our perspective. So is it really in control, or is our thinking in control? I think we have a choice. So let's get a handle on this thing called time by being more aware of our own power through reliance on God to transcend time, so to speak. Let's try to give time less power over our activities, our bodies, our lives, and take advantage of this moment to know more of what is truly possible and what our fresh and ready perspective can open up for us. It will not only make up for lost time, but adds time when needed, and is also healing because any time limits and fears are lessened. We're going to more naturally thrive. Well, that's all for now. I hope that gives you some ideas to work with. I'd certainly love to clarify and share more or get you started on reaching your goals and discovering your purpose, feeling more free and peaceful going forward. So feel free to reach out to me with questions and comments or to set up a session with me. I'm at lauramolitor@gmail.com. That website again is beingfreenow.com. We'll see you next week.